This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Project Dad Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Andy.
This is Tony.
We are back for another fun, enjoyed episode. It's been a while since we've gotten together to talk, but I mean,
last podcast I did was for beer cast with the Strohs guy. It's gonna be so lame. Be so out of practice.
You haven't podcasted in a while, man.
I know.
Was that 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Well, the kid's almost 3 weeks, so yeah, four weeks ago.
Yeah, it was the weekend before Logan came.
Yep.
So these next two episodes, I think, are going to be mainly focused around Tony because he's the one who had the most exciting things happen in the last couple of weeks. But right now my wife's in the second trimester. Nothing really exciting has happened.
Well, I think that's good because I think if anything exciting or crazy happens, that means
right, exactly.
Shit's going to go wrong.
Exactly. I mean, we went to our last appointment and basically it was the first time they measured her stomach.
Sorry, I'm making the little huff face.
This is radio. Great podcasting, Tony. You have forgotten what to do.
There's a horse. Who's there?
Hey, get out of the garage. What are you doing? I wanted Logan to learn to ride a horse. Come on.
Get us a beer. Logan the Strohs boy.
So they measured her belly for the first time. She's good. She's on track and
that's
everything.
Weird that they, what's the reasoning behind it? Because they never did that with Lisa.
I guess it's just what they do to make sure your size
pregnant?
Is correct. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're pregnant.
I don't know.
The ultrasound wasn't enough.
Right. It's not proof enough. I'm not sure why they measured. I didn't ask.
And my hey, what are you doing?
And my wife seemed to, like, beforehand, she was like, oh, I think they're going to start measuring my stomach. Like, I think it's going to be happening, you know, every time we go from now on.
That's real. Yeah, because, I mean, they made
so that didn't happen to you?
No, they did an ultrasound measurement. It's like, okay, here's his femur, measure that. Here's his arm, measure that.
Right. This was just literally measuring, like, the radius of her stomach.
That sounds like some Victorian age shit. Is this for her pregnant gown?
They did it with like a little ruler, one of those like dress rulers.
And
like
they just hold one and roll it around her because it's a straight edge.
They didn't bring out one of those things that measure like
the calipers.
They didn't bring.
And
one
you're
of
the
those
engineer.
You know, I was thinking of more medical tool where, like, when they measure
the stainless steel calipers.
Yes, stainless steel. There we go. Instead of the aluminum crap. So they did that. Everything's fine. She's growing normally. But that's about it.
That's weird that they're more concerned about her growing normally than the baby.
Well, no. I mean, I think it kind of is a correlative measurement. Like,
what
if
I mean,
she's,
you know, if they measure the baby and
track,
he's, you know, got pretzel legs, and we'd measure her and say, okay, cool.
Well, they didn't do another ultrasound.
They didn't?
No. We're 26 weeks. So we've had two.
I think we've had four. We've had four, I should say.
So we had two. We had one. And I think it was like 9 weeks or 8 weeks just to prove that, yes, we were in fact pregnant.
So you get the FMLA.
And then we had one at 22 weeks, I think. And that's the one where it's the full, it actually shows like he looks like a
right.
baby. And they did the measurements in like the hands and feet and toes and
right.
all that stuff. And,
yeah, because we did another one too, like February 1st. So that would have been a... like 2 months before, and it was like looking at, you know, a piranha and a goldfish bowl. He's just all smushed against the sides.
Yeah. So right now we're still almost 3 months away.
Yeah. You're only your second trimester.
Yeah. So nothing too crazy.
Good.
Happening for me, but for you, you've gone through it. You've stepped through. You're no longer a father to be. You are a father.
I am a father.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you follow us on Twitter at Project Dadcast, you would have seen photos of
my smuggled in beer in the hospital.
Yeah. Tony enjoying his Strohs while holding his kid. How did you do that?
How did I, what, bring a beer in?
Yeah.
I had someone sneak it in for me.
Did you?
Well, we were stuck. Well, I won't spoiler alert the podcast, but we were stuck in there for a while.
Okay.
So I had her college roommate. She texted me. She's like, you guys need anything? I'm like, beer. Chinese food and beer. She's like, are you kidding? I'm like, I'm kidding about the beer, but seriously, bring me some fucking Chinese food. I'm starving. If I have another hospital little tiny food portion, I'm going to snap.
So you guys didn't do it the old-fashioned way of, like, waiting for contractions and everything. Like you,
we couldn't because she was on preventative blood thinners just yeah. in case. So they wanted to wait. Or not wait, but they wanted to be like, okay, cool, this is a week before he's due. Stop taking him X, and then we'll induce a Y.
Okay.
And
so your plan the entire time was induce on this day.
Yeah, it was like induce on Wednesday, and then she's like, oh, we'll be here by Thursday, we'll be home by the weekend. I'm like, why'd you put that out there?
Right.
Because of course that didn't happen.
Why you gotta do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Why you gotta do that?
Exactly.
So you went in Wednesday, did you go like Wednesday night? Like after, like she worked a full day and like
she took off a week before work just to kind of get relaxed, things, you know, the final details here. I worked.
That's
so
smart.
I worked up until that day.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's no paternity leave in my company because God forbid, you know.
Right,
like,
of course.
Yeah, it's like the fucking 50s all of a sudden. So I had to take, I took 2 weeks off and worked from home for 2 weeks. So I pretty much, yeah, worked up until the day and
okay.
went to the hospital. And
so you went in, it was like 7 o'clock at night?
Close, eight.
8 o'clock. So you went in and they induced her. What does that involve?
Well, a lot more than I thought. I was hoping, hey, shot baby, yeah.
That's what I would think. Like, it's an energizer or something that's just going to go.
Here's a Red Bull and some vodka and pops the baby out.
Right, right.
Please massage your ankles.
Here's a nice cocktail of things, and we're just going to put this in you, and the baby's just going to slide right out.
Here's a mix of cocaine and meth. We'll just shoot the baby out like a cannon.
Here are the best amphetamines we can give you.
Right. These are World War II level amphetamines.
No worries. The kid's going to be out before it hits.
Yeah, this doesn't hit the placenta. You're fine.
So what does it entail?
So well, this is medical, so I don't think it's going to matter to I say it, but there's a mix of chemicals they put you on once you get to a certain spot. But beforehand, they give you this medication that goes up in you.
In the hoo-ha.
In the hoo-ha, and it touches your cervix.
Okay.
And it's like acid. It just starts getting in there and starts relaxing the thing. And then if that doesn't start working, they put another device in there to make things open up a little more. And by that time, once you get to a certain dilation, I forget which one, and they give you the oxytocin or the whatever the hell it is. I think it's oxytocin, but oxytocin always reminds me of the brain thing when you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because I think it's melanin or something.
Melatonin.
Yeah. So oxytocin just sounds like some really cool drug, but it ain't. So then they start you on that, and then
you're just slowly kind of relaxing.
Yeah. And if I think her doctor, I hate to second guess a doctor, but I think her doctor could wait another week.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, we were in there for 50 hours, and they still had to do a C-section. 50 fucking hours.
Wow.
And it got to basically, the baby was at the end of the fucking on-ramp, but someone put up a barricade, he couldn't get out.
But everyone was like, flight's canceled.
Yeah, pretty much. And they beat him and took him out the other way.
Right. Sorry, we got to systematically choose who's not going to be on this flight. Right. And yeah. Logan, we're sorry.
United Airlines his ass right out of there.
You did not get it.
Hashtag current humor.
Right. So 50 hours.
Yeah, but what happened was, well, like I said, I think it was just a little too early. The medication wasn't working. I think if a doctor either pushed it for a week or just said, hey, we'll wait for natural labor.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to be in labor for a while. And by that time, your blood thinners will be off. And then because you can't use a epidural with the blood thinners.
Right.
That was a thing. So it's like, well, you know, we were 24 hours before the epidural went in anyway. So we would have been fine. So, but I mean, that's all speculation here, say 2020, whatever. So, but yeah, 50 hours, everything was going, I mean, okay-ish,
mm-hmm.
but the kid wouldn't turn around.
Okay.
I mean, he was coming normal, regular, not breech, but instead of lying with his spine towards the ceiling, he was chest towards the ceiling.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we got to rotate you so the baby will spin around, you know, like a level. You know, you turn the level, the bubble goes up.
Yeah,
so
right.
Doing that, peanut balls are involved. Her epidural came out, so they had to redo. It was fucking insane.
Isn't an epidural like a spinal tap? Like,
kind of, but I mean, it, you know, just touches it.
Okay.
You know, just a, because if
wait, so was she doing like a lot of like walking around the unit?
Once you get the epidural, your legs are useless.
Oh, okay. So were you flipped, like doing like a?
Well, she was in
a table, I mean, like a table sit, like where?
No, they had like something called a peanut ball, so it looks like someone took a ratchet strap and put it around a yoga ball and made it look like a peanut.
Okay.
So they put that between your legs, or your left, roll your right, you know, to, you know,
situate the baby. But. So it's kind of like one of those flotation devices, like if you're just trying to work your arms in the pool, you put it between your legs and
I never seen one, but. Okay. So yeah, it looks like a yoga ball peanut.
Okay.
You know, they dress it in a little gown so you don't get your lady juices on it. And
which that's is pretty funny. Nice of
them. Yeah, it's this little peanut ball rolling around the room with a fucking gown on.
So at what point did they give the peanut ball, or what point did they give you the epidural?
Well, epidural was in the second day when she got up to however many centimeters that they needed to.
So did you go in the first night going, okay, you know, like she was very optimistic, like okay.
She went in with the freaking, you know, she already had the Uber on call.
Right.
You know,
right.
She's ready to go. I'm like, don't do that. You're going to put it out there in the air. And she did. And that happened.
Have you told her about it since?
I reminded her at hour 20, 30, 40, and 50.
Hours that you've been in.
Right, like, right. Hey, remember when you said leave me right out?
So you were there the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't just go, hey, honey, I'm going to
well, I mean, I walked around
out.
A bit. She walked around a bit before that. But
I was going to say, I got to go take care of the bunnies. And
well, we had a bunny baby dinner.
Oh, okay. A bunny baby dinner.
Baby dinner. So that was no big deal. And our friend was really cool about it. Like, they just let me know. And
yeah.
But yeah, it was, no, I mean, I can't go because she's being induced. What if all of a sudden.
Hey, just text me when.
Yeah, text me when
starts.
It's done. I'll be watching the freaking game. But it was funny. It's like.
Hey, the Red Wings last couple games.
Well,
come on.
It was hour 45, and I was watching the Wings. We were both watching the Wings. She's all hopped up on her last spinal. My mother-in-law's like, what are you two of us watching the game? What else are we going
to
do?
What do you want me to do? Right, I can't do anything. They don't want me to push.
They give us a TV. I'm going to watch it.
So you ended up with a C-section.
Yeah, so he was wrong side up. All the moving around finally got him right side down.
Okay. So right side is his spine.
So
is
the correct
facing
position,
up.
Spine facing her belly.
Right, okay.
So her on her back, him on his front, coming out.
Like going down a slip and slide, face first.
Yeah, but arms in.
Arms in, right.
Head first. So, but the problem was his head wasn't looking down. He was looking to the side.
Oh, okay.
So because he was looking to the side, that I mean, she was like at 9 centimeters. Like I said, on ramp time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he is on the USS Enterprise launch deck, freaking Mavericks in the seat, ready to go. The guy's just not pointing to the end of the runway.
There are so many movie crossovers.
That was great. So, but yes, I mean, it was there. It's because his head was turned. He couldn't get past that last little lip.
Okay.
And it was, they tried some more rolling. He wouldn't move. So, I mean, it's like the second epidural's about to wear off. She's got the max amount of pain medicine before, you know, she ODs. And we dump her in the emergency room.
Jeez.
So it was at that point, I was like, we'll call it. You know, it sucked because, you know, you go through 50 hours. And it's like, well,
right.
Shit, I could have done this
fucking done
30
this
hours
the,
ago.
Right from the beginning.
All right. So that really sucked. And I think they were pushing it, not pushing the C-section, but pushing the... Hopefully do it, because when you go through all that time, and then it's like, well, wah, wah.
Yeah. How many nurses did you go through?
Holy Christ. We had about a bunch of good ones. And
a bunch of good ones?
About four or five shitty ones.
Didn't you say she almost made one cry? Or
she made the resident cry. It was pretty great.
The doctor?
Yeah. So, like, you know, the baby doctor, the one putting in their hours. So this is like hour 30 before her second epidural, and it's just like, you know, it's wearing off. It pulled out and, you know, all hell's breaking loose. She's like, just get it out of me. Give me a C-section. And the lady's like trying to tell her, hey, and I'm like, babe, just calm down. You know, let's get through this a little
fuck
bit more.
You don't have this happening to you.
No, she wasn't telling me. She's yelling at the lady. Okay, she's like, you son of a bitch, get this baby out of me. And she's like, and she's like trying to tell her why not. And I'm like, I'm like, you're losing this battle. Just go.
Hey, I would just turn around
she's
and
like,
walk away. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go check on something.
Yeah, we're going to go to the emergency room.
And then she never came back to the room.
She didn't. She came back like the next day after the baby was
after
out.
The baby was out. Did she go?
We calm down now.
Did she go, see, I told you we wanted to wait.
No, she would have probably. I don't think she was that dumb. Okay. She went through a lot of medical school. She ain't that stupid.
Oh. But yeah. You went through a lot. I mean, 50 hours, that's a lot of shifts.
They called it a C-section. So, it's, yeah, I mean, it's, we had a, I mean, beforehand, I mean, like I said, we only had one bad nurse during the.
What was bad about it?
Just didn't read the notes. Wasn't coming in when he needed to. Just wasn't. You know, it was putting in the
minimal
work.
Effort,
had to. But I mean, the baby wasn't here yet. It wasn't nothing big. But it was just, you know, kind of annoying when you ask him questions and nothing happens. And it's like, well, page me when you're ready for X. And it's like, hello again, again.
Right.
You know, it's like they want you to do stuff. And then they don't come.
They ask you to page them when it's time.
Yeah,
and then
you page
them
when it's time, and they never come. And it's like, oh, yeah. I could have done this 5 times already.
Yeah.
So just like that. But then after we had the kid, holy Christ, we had 2. But that'll go after. Well,
we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that towards the end of the story. But so yeah, we went for the C-section.
Now, once you get into the C-section, is it just like cut and dry? Like, that's my cut and dry noises.
Well, I didn't get to see. They wouldn't let me watch one.
They wouldn't let you watch? I guess it is major surgery.
They wouldn't
let
me watch the getting into the car. But once I had the car door open, they're pulling the baby out. They let me watch that.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. I got some really cool pictures of that.
You got pictures of it?
Yeah.
How like horror filmy is it?
I mean, you don't see into her. You just see bloody baby coming out.
Okay.
So I mean, no worse than just, you know, seeing a baby coming fresh out, I guess. But so. They let me watch that, and then they took him over to the little table. And like, hey, you want to go see him? I'm like, bye, babe. She was doped up anyway. She don't remember half the shit I'm telling her. She's like, I did what?
Don't see him without me.
Yeah.
So she wasn't just like, don't see him until I can see him.
No, she didn't give a shit. She was out.
So they took him out, and they took him to like a little, where they like squeeze the air into
him. Yeah, a little prep station, smack him around, slap him, measure him, weigh him.
Make sure everything.
Warm him up.
How do you know the size and weight that he came out at?
21 inches and 7 pounds, 16 ounces, like 8 pounds.
Wow.
If he farted too hard, he would have been 716. So, I mean, it's he was right there. So they're measuring, doing all that stuff, and they let me watch, and that was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, they had to pull him out.
Physically, because
he was on the fucking on ramp, man. He was locked and loaded.
Was he just holding on for dear life?
No,
just
his
like,
head was in the canal. I mean, it was like, you know, there was a pop noise when they pulled him out. Not really, but
just pushing the hand through the other side.
Okay. Like, this is a magic trick. He's pulling out scarves and shit.
Is this your card?
Is this your baby? No.
Why is my baby black? Oh, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say it, but you went there. Hashtag send these letters to Andy. Care of.
You can send all your hate mail to me at billsweareport.com. So they take him out. They put him in like their little prep station. Mm. They're kind of cleaning off the goo and blood.
Well, when they do it, it's slow, methodical. Get her open. Get him out. Blah, blah, blah. He's out. He's at the station. And all of a sudden, it's freaking NASCAR time. Go, go, go. Because they want to close you up.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You know, nothing rupture, you know.
Yeah,
it's like gutting a deer. You cut the stomach open, you're fucked. You know, they don't want things falling in, and so yeah, it's like just brr, 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 they're just going to fucking town. I'm hearing it in the background. I'm like, holy shit, my baby!
They didn't tell you to leave.
I went over to the baby station.
You went over to the baby station.
And then, you know, they're from me to where the front of the Model T is.
Okay,
you know, sewing her.
That's
back
a big
up.
Fucking room.
The fucking thing was huge, man. The operating room was the size of this garage.
Jeez,
it was big.
Okay,
so. Well, I mean, because they got all that, you know.
They got all this, the you know,
they got
equipment.
Or quintuplets or whatever.
Oh,
baby
yeah.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, shit, there was like 5 or 6 doctors in there, probably about 5 or 6 nurses. Place was jammed, man. It was like a sellout crowd.
Well, they came for the show.
They came for the show. Yeah. You can see the baby that wouldn't come out.
Man. Did anybody say like, oh, this is the longest I've ever seen? Or
no, I mean, I'm sure they've seen longer. I guess no one ever, but I don't think they want to say that too and like say, oh, I was 60 hours, you puss puss, and mine came out the normal way and then piss you off.
No, like rookie doctor or nurse came up and was like, oh, you broke the record for the longest, you know, pregnancy.
I'm sure that's like the longest birth. Pregnancy ever. I mean,
longest birth, you know.
Yeah, right. Longest birth before a C-section.
So they clean up the baby. You're over there chilling out watching this. Mm-hmm. And like when they're done, do they give him to you first or did they wait to like roll her into the recovery
they
room?
They were doing more cleaning and shots and whatnot. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go make sure she's okay. Cause I didn't want to be like, hey, fuck you, baby's here. So I went back over there. She was doing fine. And then by that time the baby's all swaddled up and they brought him over to me and I was like, here you go. Hold him like a football. I'm like, I play hockey. And they're like, hold him like a cross check. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Boom, kicked that baby's ass. Didn't even move.
Baby was a punk ass bitch.
Right, flopping ass head.
Would never take that shit into the boys.
So, it's got the penalty box right back in, bitch. So the whole,
get off my ice.
And she's all still hazed out, man.
Still just loopy.
Man. She's like, oh, I'm just getting the skin. I'm like, is that cool? I'm like, yeah. So they're kind of holding her like, oh, drunk ass mom.
Yeah.
So they got to do skin the skin with the baby right away. Good. So she barely remembers that. And so,
oh, Lisa barely remembers.
Oh yeah, she got the good stuff, man. I'm kind of jealous.
You're just like, hey, set me up with a little bit of that.
Yeah, some of the nurses found it funny. I wanted extra, and some of the nurses are just like, no, we know you're kind.
That's drug seeking behavior,
right?
I'm gonna call the children
CPS right
there. We
now.
Go CPS.
Getting you on the list, Dick.
You're on the watch list now, Dick. Okay, so you do some skin to skin. And then do they take him away again?
No, they, afterwards she was, they were kind of sawing her. So I was like, oh, you can't hold him anymore, you know, getting jostled and stuff. And,
yeah.
And, you know, they're shoving shit back in her. And, so they get back to me and I'm like, well, I'm going to walk over here, just walk around with the baby, kind of get out of the way. Cause they're, you know, doing the final hookups and
right, removals. Right.
And so I'm walking around with the kid, like, holy shit, I got a kid. And she's like, nah.
Were you like one hand on the baby, one hand on your camera, or?
Oh, I had a strap.
You had a strap? Yeah. Okay.
Which is funny. I'm in this like complete clean white suit and my fucking camera, and it's been all over God's green earth. It's just hanging there.
And your beard covered as well.
Holy Jesus. It looked like the Willy Wonka scene when they're in the TV room. It was horrible. But so yeah, I'm holding the baby, and then they, when they wheeled her out, when as soon as we left the room, she had to hold the baby because it was safer.
Okay.
I'm like, like you break it, you buy it. I'm already,
right.
I'm already in for a penny. Might as well carry the fucking thing. So yeah, they gave it to her. They wheeled us to recovery so they can watch it for the, you know, a few hours, make sure everything's all.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't bust a stitch or, you know, anything weird. And then I went back to the room.
So did you have a lot of like family people in the hospital with you, like waiting for it?
No, I mean, they came out to like 2:00.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
So, mother-in-law and father-in-law were there because they had to go back up north. So,
okay.
So, they're the first ones I got to see it. I was like, hey, you know, we're going to chill for a little bit if you know, want to come back tomorrow or if you want to wait till you get to the room. And they're like, no, I'm heading up north, you know, tomorrow. It's like, oh, shit.
Hey, man, it's hunting season. I got to get up.
Well, he had to go back. I mean, he all went like Hersey. So, it was like, okay, cool. Let me make sure you can come back here because, you know, fucking rolls aren't recovering, you
right.
know. So it's cool. So they came back, seen him, and then they headed home.
Now, was it, did they dote over him, or were they just like, oh, yep, that's a baby?
Mother-in-law, yeah. Father-in-law was kind of like, I don't want to touch it yet. And he held it, and he's fine.
Still got some goo on him.
Smells like gross.
Well, that's good.
But no, mother-in-law, yeah. Father-in-law, just, I guess, like, yeah, it's a boy.
Damn right, that's a boy.
Good job. He's not an ugly baby.
So, after that, how long were you in the hospital? Still in the hospital for?
Oh shit! Baby came out on Friday. We didn't leave till Sunday night, I think.
Wow! Is that just because of the C-section?
C-section, the recovery's a little bit longer, and every baby's gonna lose weight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but he lost too much.
Okay.
Because her breast milk didn't come in because of the inducement.
Okay.
So I forget the name of it. I call it blue cheese because it's like the pre-milk. It's like cecum or some weird shit like that.
Okay.
I just kept calling it blue cheese. And the nurses knew and they got a good chuckle out of it. Well, the good ones. And she wasn't producing enough.
Okay.
And the lactation consultants just weren't giving a shit.
Shut the fuck up. Well, do you say lactation consultant?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, you got new moms. I mean, this isn't like, you know, the 60s. Like, just put it on and good luck to you. Don't kill your baby. So the first one came in. It's like, hey, you got your breast pump? They're like, yeah, bye. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? By the time we had the baby, another one came in. It's like, hey, you got any questions? Like, yeah, oh, yeah, do this, do that, do why. And we weren't feeding at the time. So it's like, okay, cool. And the baby's latching on. He's feeding for, like, you know, normal amount of time for, I guess, a newborn to feed.
Okay.
But he just wasn't getting enough. And he, like, first night was fucking heaven. It's like, oh, I had a kid. I'm fucking laying down. I'm waking up. Oh, shit, is he okay? And then I see his little legs go up and down like he's doing ab exercises. And then the next day, it was all hell broke loose.
Just because
he wasn't getting enough food.
He's doing all those exercises.
Yeah, exactly. His freaking abs are freaking sore. He did not skip leg day.
No. No, he did not.
But yeah, he was just fucking starving.
Okay.
And no, that's when we had nurse what the fuck.
Okay. Oh, that's,
I mean, like, remember,
that's when you had the dipshit.
That was the worst fucking nurse I think I've ever seen in my life. And it sucked because most of the night nurses were awesome.
Yeah.
You know, those are the nurses that like to work that shift, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this bitch. But remember the black lady from
Scrubs.
The Police Academy?
Oh, Police Academy.
Put your hands up. You're under arrest.
Excuse me. Can you please put your hands up?
It was like that.
Put your fucking hands up.
I wish you would have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, the baby is screaming his head off. The baby's red. Veins are popping out of its neck like it's squatting 220.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just going apeshit.
Just because it's hungry?
It's hungry, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, God, he's fucking dying or something. And she's like, yeah, maybe he needs to burp. So I'm trying to burp him and nothing's coming out. I'm like, fucking, I'm going to do I have to hit this kid?
Yeah, what is that like, I guess? Like, trying to burp. Because like, you see people go, you know, pat their backs. Like, do you feel like you...
I thought I was at first, but they're like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
The good nurse. Okay. Bad nurse was just stupid. She's in the fucking bathroom talking to us. Like,
I'm going to stand over here. Excuse me, can you tell your baby to shut up? Yeah. There's other people on this floor.
I'm like, I can't fucking hear you because a goddamn baby's screaming. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't talk loud. No shit. I'm like, get a fucking doctor. Because, I mean, it was like, you're at your wit's end.
Can you please go get someone in the know?
And the nurse is not giving us any answers, you know? And it's like, well, shit. So we finally got a doctor. And she's like, you guys are doing fine. Don't worry. You know, baby, blah, blah, blah. But she was just a doctor that just happened to be there.
Did the doctor go, you're doing fine. Yeah, this is just the baby you have.
Basically,
that's your personalities together. Deal with it.
He's a dumbass.
You did this.
But no, she was trying her best. She was just like a surgeon. She wasn't a baby doctor.
She just came in, looked at your chart probably.
Yeah, or... she was like, you know, nurse dumbass McShit Stain was freaking out. These people are yelling at me. She's going to make another one cry. So... yeah, that was the worst part of it. But once we found out what was going on, everything was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on a weird sleep schedule for a while, but... you know,
so now, did you guys have to do, like, a formula, or...?
Oh, yeah, we're doing supplemental, so we're doing both.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of pumping, hopefully, to encourage more to come, but it's not really coming forth right really quickly, so
yeah.
Give it as much time as we can. But, I mean, it's... I don't know, it's going to get to the point when it's like, hey...
Yeah,
wins enough, but he seems to be doing fine in the formula and the mix. So
that's good.
Yeah,
he seems to be hanging in there, doing well.
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's up to 8.5 pounds. So
yeah, there you go. So one thing we talked about on one of the previous episodes was circumcision. Do they do it right there while you're still in the hospital, or
I don't know, man. I left my boys Baloney alone.
Did they come and ask you that?
They asked you like right up front, like, "Hey,
you cutting this dick off?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Cutting this foreskin off.
Well, they do the whole, you know, what do you want to do? What's your this? What's your that? Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and they're like circumcision. I'm like, no.
What's his pronoun gonna be?
Right. And his fluidity. So I was like, no. Ziggy Stardust. He's gonna be the star man, goddammit. So they asked, I'm like, no, and Lisa's like, we're gonna talk about this.
Okay, so the door's not closed on
I was like, no. But we talked about it a little bit, and then she kind of seen what the point was, but I was making, so.
Okay. You made her sit down and listen to that episode and be like, I made all the points on this episode starting
no,
at
I
minute
know.
30.
I think she probably already heard it. She's tired of listening to it. She gives us 10 minutes and then turns it off just to say she listened to it. Gives us a rating.
Hey, we still get the listen.
Exactly, that's right. Get the click and we're good.
Get the click and we're good. That's all we care
about. Yeah, so if you're listening tonight, you just shut off.
Yeah, really.
Everybody's going to tell dick jokes from here on out. Literally.
Maybe dick jokes, though. You know.
Oh, that just got weird.
Oh. I'll leave.
Because they're small jokes, or
they're less funny.
Yeah, they are. Look at that sweet turtleneck.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so you guys were there for fucking 5 days.
Yeah. Spent the first
how
week.
How comfortable was it? Like, did they bring bed in for you? Or
well, they have these like couch bed type things, and each room's different. Some had different couches, some not.
Oh, okay.
They didn't tell me how mine worked. I had to figure it out. You basically take the cushions, flip them back, and then you get a little extra room, and you sleep on this horribly stained, God knows how many asses have been on a couch.
Did you learn that, like, after you spent the night, like,
the first night, yeah, I figured it out, because I leaned against it, and, like, it fell down a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck? And I pulled it up. I'm like, son of a bitch. First night, I could have been much more comfortable.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm on 16 inches of ass cushion. I could have been on 30.
I probably would have just slept on the floor or something.
Oh, God, hospital floor? Shit.
I don't care.
Get all Sheldon.
Get my immune system up and going.
Yeah, right.
Is there anything else you want to talk about your stay in the hospital?
Oh, shit. Hopefully your hospital has a restaurant downstairs.
Yeah.
We had a Subway in ours, so I got some.
Oh, ours has like sandwiches. What is it?
It had like
Papa
a
Joe's is what it's called.
There was a cafeteria down there, but it was like rotating. Like one day was omelets, one day's fajita day, and it's like
whenever I can, I try to. And Ashley's working, I try to go eat with her, like on weekends and stuff. So there's like the food's there pretty good.
That's good.
Royal Oak Beaumont.
Subway was all right. Not too Service bad. Sucked.
I bet. But, yeah.
Yeah. But with where we went, you could do the guest plate. So she got her food, and then I can get my food and sent right to the room. But,
oh, nice.
You know, it looks all fun. It's like, oh, make your own pizza. Cool. And it comes in. It's like a smaller than a personal pan pizza when you read enough books for Bucket. It's like, God, this sucks. So they give you like the smallest entree ever.
Just bought a bunch of those little Caesars.
But no, they got the 99-cent Torminos, cardboard pizzas. Pizza is actually good. It's just
not filling.
It's not filling.
It's I'll take six build your own pizzas.
They give
you
50 fucking thousand sides. It's like, okay, pick your four sides. Like, can I just pick another pizza? Right. I don't need four orders of French fries.
All right.
Well, yeah, so that kind of sucked, but sleeping arrangements suck, but you're not there for that. You're not there for the room. You're there for the view.
Yeah. Did you play Xbox at all?
No, man. They didn't have no fucking games for it.
You had to bring your own.
I had to bring your own goddamn
BYOG.
Or buy your own games. You know, if you have your Xbox account, I guess you could download it.
I guess.
My Xbox account, fucking, I don't even remember. I haven't played it in years.
Right. So, was it an original Xbox?
It was a 360.
It was a 360.
I wish it was an Xbox. I went to the vintage game store, got Halo.
Right. go buy a game for
playing
some
co-op with your fucking dad next door. He's on your six.
We got a sweet NAND game going on right now.
We got Baby Boy Backpack in the second room. Covering your six.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of the Project Dadcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see the notes, so are we good?
Yeah, I think that's it. Anything else you want to add?
We did a half hour already on that?
Yeah.
God damn.
Fuck yeah.
We can talk a lot.
I know.
You poor bastards listening.
That's why we do it.
All right, send us money. If you got this far.
We have kids. He has a kid. Yeah, I have a kid coming. We need your money.
Right. Send us beer at least.
That's more important.
Yes.
But always remember to go and like and subscribe us on iTunes. We are on iTunes and Podcast Detroit. Rate and review us. That gets us out there. And go on Twitter. That's where we're most active. Project Dadcast. All right. Till next time.
Check out our sweet logo.
Yeah, check out the sweet logo. Thanks, buddy. That's pretty sweet.